Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Craig, we've seen a similar motion picture. We've just changed one of the guest stars. Is it the same movie that we saw before with the goaltending situation, or is it different this time with Samsonov and Holtby, at least based on the way right now each player is playing and how obviously Todd Reardon's going to look at things going down the second half of the season?
Well, that's a good point, B. I think the first guy is still, you know, it's still Brayden. He's number one. He's the anointed number one because of his past successes, which is the Stanley Cup. I think when you look at it, it was funny. When I was at the start of the season, I had told Brian McClellan, I thought, really, that Samsonov could become your number one guy by mid-season. And I just felt that Samsonov has come in, and his numbers show how well he's played, how big in the net he is, how he takes away the net of the shooters. And I just think that right now, if I'm going with a guy, you've got two options. Number one, Samsonov goes and plays a lot. Or number two, you let Holtby reset his game, which we always seem to be able to see. However, he didn't against the Islanders, guys. I didn't think he played well against the Isles. 18 of 22, I think, in saves and shots on net. And I think he'd want one or two of those back. So to me, the reset isn't complete. I still have to give the anointment to number one to Holtby. But, and there's a big but in there, I think Samsonov has showed everybody around the NHL, and when I talk to other broadcasters, other team personnel, they say, and they always say to me, man, is that Samsonov ever great? So it's getting around the NHL now that, yeah, this could be a Grubauer-Holtby thing, guys, and it could come down right to the first game of the playoffs. Hey, who's in and who isn't? And it could be Sammy. That's what I'm telling you right now.
That would be a major development. I mean, remember, it's nothing set in stone, obviously. We saw Grubauer start a couple games, Locker, and then, you know, give way to Holtby. He went on an incredible run. But let's break down Holtby for a second. I don't know anything. I listen to you and Joe B, and I watch the games, and when a goal goes in, you always try to figure out.
Well, then you still don't know anything. You still don't know anything.
Dude, I hear you. But you never know whose fault it was. Sometimes, you know, if there's a bad turnover, who do you pin it on? What are you seeing specifically in Holtby's game that makes you say, you know what, he's not playing great at this point? Some of these, for lack of a better term, are on him.
Okay, Dan. What you can notice a goaltender, and this is what you have to watch in Brayden. I really think he's not as aggressive as he needs to be. And an aggressiveness, I mean by what he says in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where when a guy's, for example, doing a net drive below the top bottom of the circle and going towards the post, that he is actually coming out and meeting them head on. Now I find like he's sitting on the goal line, allowing them to outstretch, for example, his leg, his far side leg, and put the puck around and into the net. That's not Brayden. Brayden, to me, is at best when we were always saying on TV, what an aggressive save. Did he ever come out and challenge? Was he ever compact coming out and pushing and utilizing his fantastic skating skills, which he has? He's one of the best skaters in the NHL among goaltenders. So now I just think he's sitting a little too deep from my vantage point, and that means he's not maybe as confident. He wants to be a little more aggressive, and I think sometimes he's caught in between. Is that a fixable thing? Absolutely. Number one, it's between the ears and mental that, yeah, I got to be more aggressive. And number two, working with goalie coach Scotty Murray, just to work on those finer techniques. I still believe he can come out of it. But if he doesn't, they've got 1B right in the wings there and Samsonov that's able to step in. So what I want to see from Holtby the rest of the way, and you'll see it on TV when you guys are come to the game, is how aggressive he is to the initial shot and how good he is at on the initial shot, taking away the net, not allowing those corner goals, and having him hit his body and putting the rebounds away into the corner or forcing a faceoff. That, to me, will be the telltale sign.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.